Repression and human rights abuse continue to increase as 2010 elections approach in the East African neighbor nations of Rwanda and Burundi, whose ethnicities, politics, and conflicts are closely intertwined. This week, Burundi ordered Human Rights Watch's researcher out of the country, as neighboring Rwanda did several weeks ago. And Rwanda's President Paul Kagame continued to demand the forced repatriation of 1 million Rwandan refugees from Rwanda's northern neighbor, Uganda. Anne Garrison has the story.
Didis Gasana, editor of Rwanda's banned African language newspaper, Umuseso, says that Rwandan President Paul Kagame is demanding that Rwandan political refugees be forcibly repatriated from Uganda so as to prevent them from joining militias to invade Rwanda, as he himself and his militia did, with U.S. and U.K. backing, from 1990 until they seized power in 1994. Rwandan presidential candidate Victoire Ingabire Umuhoza agrees and says that Kagame most likely wants to repatriate those young enough to join a rebel militia, possibly one led by General Kayumba Nyamwasa and Rwandan soldiers who followed him into exile in Uganda.
I know that in Uganda now, they are more military after Kayumba left the country. They are also more military who live now, who are in Uganda. Maybe he is afraid that this military will recruit these younger people and train them.
Ingabire reaffirms her conviction that there is no military solution for Rwanda, even now as she prepares to stand trial for crimes against the state, which many say she has been charged with simply to prevent her from running against President Kagame.
I don't believe that the problem we have in the country we can resolve with violence. You can fight, you can use violence, but the problem we have is a political problem. We have to resolve them with political debate.
For KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.